Happy Monday, Tappers. It is another edition of the Daily Tap for Monday, June 18th. Charlie here with you. I am in a half-moved-out apartment. It is chaos, really, this week to get everything all set up for a big move that I'm doing with the girlfriend. Podcast studios are moving to Oakland. So her and I are moving in together. So I don't necessarily know what the podcast will look like this week. You might get some podcasts over cell phone. You might get some podcasts just sort of out of the blue on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Mitch and I actually are taping Tapping the Keg this today. So Mitch and I will be in the booth on Monday, and so that'll be up for you on Tuesday. We'll be talking a lot about the Bucks draft and sort of look at what is possible for the Milwaukee Bucks at the 17th spot. Also talk about the actual NBA draft and go into anything Brewers related and maybe a sprinkle of Packers. Who knows? But today for the tap, we're going to be talking about, you know, the Brewers, you know, kind of didn't use Josh Hader the right way, and then we're going to talk about the Ted Cruz, Jimmy Kimmel one-on-one game, and if someone else pops up, we'll let you know. But before we do that, I just want to know, are you following Snowtap WI? Are you following Wisconsin's alternative for sports? Are you doing that? If you are not, what are you waiting for? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you know where to find us. This has been a thing for so long. Do it now, and then also, while you're at it, make sure you're subscribing to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, whatever your bag is, we are there for you. Looking forward to this podcast, so let's waste no more time. So Brewers did lose again. Murph covered it yesterday on the Daily Tap about the Brewers' weekend series loss. Spent a lot of time on the U.S. Open. Shouts to Brooks Koepka getting it done for the second straight time. But, you know, I think one of the things that needs to be addressed or needs to be talked about is, you know, Craig Counsell's use of Josh Hader. I know, and really his bullpen use for that going forward. I know that we all don't really like to criticize, you know, Craig Counsell, because Craig Counsell has done so many great things, I think, throughout his, you know, short term here as manager. He is as good of a manager as the Brewers have had in the last 25 years. I think that's not an understatement at all. I think he's really good. That said, even really good managers, really good coaches should not be adverse to criticism. I think what Craig Counsell did with the bullpen on Saturday and Sunday was kind of spellbounding. Because he brings in Boone Logan, of all people, to relieve Junior Guerra. Logan can't get the job done, which he hasn't been able to do all year. I really don't know why we're still doing this Boone Logan thing. And then yesterday, the Brewers trotted out every Dick, Tom, and Harry without trotting Josh Hader out, who hadn't pitched since Wednesday. Josh Hader did not pitch in this entire series. He had a full series off. Now, if this is Counsell getting him a rest, as the Brewers have, I think their next, something like 30 of their next 31, they do not have a lot of off days. They just started that on Friday. So they're three games in. If they wanted to give Hader some rest up front, I guess I understand that. But you probably cost them a win on Sunday not having Josh Hader pitch the eighth inning. Now Adrian Hauser, you know, pukes, gives up two runs. He struggles out there. And I think that opened the door where you could have had Josh Hader. I think he only gave up one run. But regardless, having Hader out there in a more of a low leverage situation, down 8-5, with a game where the ball was kind of flying off the bat. Like, we knew that it wasn't that hard to get home runs or to get big hits. Phillies were doing it, the Brewers were doing it. So it made it more puzzling as why Hader did not make it into that game. I understand that they like to use Hader when they are winning baseball games, but at some point we have to take the white gloves off and we have to find opportune times to use him. Now, if because Hader's been off since Wednesday, if this means he's pitching today no matter what, and then he's going in again on Tuesday or going in again on Wednesday, fine. But I don't really want that to be the way that Josh Hader gets managed. I want Josh Hader to be out there when it matters the most. And I think even in an 8-5 game, the Brewers could have came back. And if they would have lost that game and Josh Hader holds the water and Knebel still gives up a home run and it's 9-5, I mean, even if it's 9-5 heading into the bottom of the ninth, the Brewers are tied at 9. I'm not advocating that Hader goes 2 innings, but to say he can't get work there seems sort of foolish to me. It seems sort of short-sighted by Craig Counsell, and it doesn't necessarily, you know, connect. I don't think there is really a, you know, a reason that that's happening, unless that they're trying to keep him on ice as much as possible and that they saw this as another chance to keep him on ice. But if they get blown out tonight or the Brewers blow out the Pirates, you know, is Hader not going to pitch again? So are we going to then keep him on ice for yet another game? I mean, how long is this going to go on? I think that I understand what Counsell is trying to do, but at the same time, you have to take some kid gloves off and you have to, you know, insert your best players in there, especially when you still have a chance to win. Because the Cubs lost yesterday. I mean, you could have been a game and a half up heading into this series against Pittsburgh. Instead, you're only a half game up as they take on Pittsburgh, who I think Pittsburgh has had an up and down June now. The Reds definitely helped them out. They got 3 out of 4 against the Reds, but Trevor Williams has been a gas can for really his last 4 starts. So we'll see if the Brewers can take advantage of that on Monday night. Interested to see what they do with the lineup. I said that on the Brew Cap. You know, Braun's hitting the ball well. So is Eric Thames. So is Jesus Aguilar. Leaves you with a precarious situation among the other things that Counsell's dealing with. But yes, I think kind of tying back to topic one, the Brewers have a lot of, are showing some cracks in that bullpen. And I don't think that bullpen is as good as it was to start the year. I think it was impossible for that bullpen to have that sustainable success. It was definitely going to regress a little bit. And I think we're starting to see that just in forms. Dan Jennings kind of inconsistently, you know, the mismatch of Jorge Lopez, Adrian Hauser, that sort of thing. You know, Hauser's probably going to go right back down on Tuesday so Freddie Peralta can come up, and it'll just, away we go. And, you know, the Brewers, I don't think they're doing a bad thing with this carousel. I think it bothers some traditional fans, but most people, I think, can get down with it. So we'll see how they do against Pittsburgh tonight. Mitch and I really probably won't recap that during our podcast, but we will talk high level with where the Brewers are after this weekend series. Moving on to other topics, non-Wisconsin topics. So Jimmy Kimmel and Ted Cruz played a one-on-one game. They played it for charity. I don't necessarily know the backstory. Only thing I can tell you that I'm just going to make an assumption is, Jimmy Kimmel talked shit to Ted Cruz at some point, in one of his monologues. Ted Cruz, who's had a very good social team really since he's bowed out at the 2016 election, challenged Jimmy Kimmel. Ted Cruz got in the gym, beats Jimmy Kimmel. I feel like if you lose to a politician as a late night talk show host in one-on-one basketball that lasted 2 hours apparently, you have to quit. Like you just have to retire for a little while. You can't lose to a guy that you rag on a regular basis, because from now on, Ted Cruz can be like, well, Jimmy, I beat you in basketball. Like, this will always be a thing that Ted Cruz can hold over Jimmy Kimmel's head. Losing to somebody in one-on-one basketball is the absolute worst. I remember maybe twice I beat a good friend of ours, Shannon, in 21. And some of it was luck. Some of it was probably Shannon not playing hard enough. Some of it was me trying way too hard as a fat kid and trying to make things happen. And I think I beat him once or twice. And I would talk shit about it. I would let him hear about it. And now he would give me the business on a regular basis. Shannon was a much better basketball player than I was. And he had a better skill set for something like 21. So, I mean, the thing is this stuff, you just hold this over somebody's head. Like, Ted Cruz is going to clown Jimmy Kimmel about this for life. I mean, I don't know how you come back from this. Also, too, the fact that people watched a 2-hour one-on-one basketball game where these guys couldn't even score 15 points is saddening in itself. I mean, that to me just shows that, you know, maybe we should save athletic competition for actual athletes and save things like one-on-one charity things, why didn't we just get a Team Jimmy Kimmel and a Team Ted Cruz? And now if we did, that team would have, Kimmel would have probably ran him right over because he would have got celebrities. He would have got people who really play basketball. And I don't know if a lot of conservative minds are basketball players. Maybe they are. I don't know. But, you know, that I don't know what Ted Cruz would have had there. But still, getting beat by Ted Cruz in basketball is something that he's going to have to live with on his grave for a long, long time. And I do love the people who are like, you gave Ted Cruz all this attention. Oh, it's fine. Like, save it. I mean, they all donated everything to charity, and it's all good. All right, last topic of the day. Did want to call out the World Cup. Just see where we are so far with the World Cup. England plays this afternoon. A few surprises. Spain ties Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo has one of the probably the best hat tricks we've seen. Definitely a great way to open up the World Cup. Germany falls to Mexico. Mexico now is getting a huge amount of hype. Landon Donovan supporting Mexico with Wells Fargo. Very interesting move by Donovan. I just don't support a rival. You guys heard me on the podcast last week. I don't really care that Mexico is beating Germany. I don't care that Mexico, a lot of people are cheering for Mexico. It's Germany. I'm cheering for Germany. Sad to see them lose yesterday. They did not play well. So that is very much a concern, I think, if you are the German team. You had Argentina tie that upstart Iceland team. And so, yeah, all these teams have not notched a win. Brazil also tied Switzerland. So all these teams are getting off to rough starts. And it's very interesting. It definitely adds a level of excitement for that second game and that third game. Because everything is on aggregate. Everything could happen. You only take the top two teams. And a lot like golf, which we saw, nobody gives a shit about how good you're supposed to be. If Brazil gets knocked, Brazil gets knocked out. If Germany gets knocked out, they get knocked out. It's all about how you play. It's part of the reason why the World Cup is great. And the World Cup's one of the best sporting events of our sort of landscape. And I love it. I love that there's a lot of things that haven't been decided. I feel bad that Peru lost. Purdue is kind of one of my teams. Denmark, you know, got it done. Their goalie was basically, I know they say this for hockey, not soccer, but he stood on his fucking head. I mean, he was all over the place. And the announcer is a fan. It was electric. We need him to do some low-level NFL games. I think his name's like Jorge Navarro. I need Jorge Navarro on a Browns-Bills game in mid-October. Like, I just need it. I think it would piss a lot of people off. And there would be a lot of bad tweets that Deadspin would compile for clicks. But I need some Jorge Navarro in my American football life. So we'll see what continues on. We'll check in as it goes on. We're still in the first round of football matches for a couple days. And then we head over to round two. So we will talk about all that and more back again on Wednesday for the Daily Tap. Mitch and I will be in the booth tonight to do Tapping the Keg, talk a lot about the Bucks draft, then get ready for the draft on Thursday, do Daily Tap leading up to it, and then to recap it on Friday. So we will talk all about that stuff. Look forward to speaking with you guys. Don't Tap WIs, where you can find us on everything. Have yourselves a good Monday. Take care. Bye.